kind of looking back on this game, and it was really more Goodland coming to play early, kind of shocking you guys maybe in that second inning. And you guys had your opportunities to come back, just some big maybe some base running errors, some controversial calls at the plate whether when Goodland was at bat maybe. But overall, what do you sum up, how do you sum up this game?
You know, I think offensively, we just couldn't string anything together today. We had a couple opportunities early, a couple base running errors, or not really errors, just mistakes, you know, just things that kind of led to the end of the inning pretty quick. And, you know, offensively, we're just kind of waiting around, and we just never really got to it until late in the game there. And, you know, and then, you know, that opportunity just kind of fell short. We were behind by too many at that point. But it's pretty tough to win one of these games, you know, in a not hitting the ball well and then not scoring enough runs. So, you know, pitching wise, you know, I thought Easton threw pretty well. We just had a couple of mistakes behind him, one wild pitch, and you know, that led to a couple runs. And then Harrison pitched really well. I mean, I think he had two out there, so I don't even know. One of them might have been earned, the other one unearned. Yeah. But, you know what, we didn't get it done soon enough today. Mm-hmm. I think we just kind of waited around, and I don't know. You know, we're still young, but Goodland played a heck of a game. You know, they played really well defensively. They made some great plays out there on the infield. And they pitched extremely well today, very efficient. You know, that kid should have probably had a complete game. You know, and we kind of just got to him late and had to get him out of there. But he was throwing the ball well.
Do you think, you've mentioned the hitting inconsistencies all season long, and that really kind of came back to bite you. But maybe it was a little bit of it, maybe overconfidence at how well you guys had beaten Goodland twice earlier in the year?
I don't know if it was overconfidence, because really in the second game that we played them there in Goodland, we didn't exactly play – you know, feet and yards above them in game two. And in game one, we just kind of had some things go our way. And in game two is a little closer game. The scoreboard wasn't necessarily showing that. But when we got on the bus, I kind of felt like that day that, you know, they played us tighter than, you know, what they probably or we should have allowed them. And we didn't hit the ball that well again that day either. So, I don't really think it was overconfidence. We just kind of waited too long to string together hits and move runners.
Well, you did have some good defensive plays as well here today, I thought. And I thought Kevin Herman made a pretty outstanding play out in center field, covering a lot of ground there. And Jose Trejo, the heads-up play there, that double play, I think it was in the fifth inning, 6-3, when it looked like Goodland may have had an opportunity to kind of open up the game, but tagging the runner out on his way to second. That was a nice double play to end that inning.
Yeah, both great plays. You know, Kevin's catch, that was from a mile away. He tracked that down. And Jose, that was just, you know, tagging him with the ball, having the ball in the right hand, making a throw. And Alexis had one over here at first base, too, where the throw took him off the bag. And that was early in the game. That was hours ago. But, you know, he got the tag on that one and made a nice play there. So, you know, I'm proud of our guys. We had a great season.
Yeah.
You know, today was not the outcome we were looking for. We'd like to play another one, and we'd like to play Wednesday and go on to state. But, you know, as far, season-wise and what these boys have accomplished, I told them after the game I'd take them down three in any seventh inning. I got confidence with two outs that we can get that done. But we just gotta find a way to turn it on, and we just didn't get it turned on quick enough today.
Well, you do just lose one senior that you've played consistently to on the roster, but you have a lot coming back next year. I know you don't want to think about next year, but the two seniors that help participate in 10-game winning streak here this year, and one of your best records in a long time.
Yeah, you know, Jose was a great leader for us this year. He's kind of, you know, had to wait behind a couple other kids coming through the years, and got some playing time last year and helped us win a regional game last year. And Jordan, you know, this was his first year playing baseball, and he had some limited opportunities, but his opportunities he made the most of, and he was great to coach and be around, and we enjoyed having him this year. You know, we'll miss Jose next year and his leadership, but you know, for the rest of our guys that'll be coming back next year, they've got their work cut out for them to do better next year than what we did this year. It's not going to be just, you know, easy and cakewalk to go win, you know, as many games as we did this year and as many in a row. So they're still going to have to work hard and get after it.
Well, thanks, Coach, for everything this year, allowing access to your program and all the coaches' shows and whatnot here and covering your team here. And I know it's not the way you wanted it to, but it was a good season.
Thanks, Adam.